Hey guys, this is Dr. Lena, and it has been a very long time since I've had an episode on the podcast going. So today, actually, after watching some episodes of The Kardashian on Hulu, me and my colleague, who is the head administrator of Women's Advocacy Club, is here with me today, and we both are gonna jump in to some of our professional views, and we'll get into our professions in a bit, with regards to what we think about, you know, not just what happened with Khloé in regards to getting a surrogate and then finding out that Tristan also got somebody else pregnant. We're gonna kind of get to that specifically, but I think we're also gonna be talking a little bit about just in general, like what women go through nowadays and what it's like to want to get pregnant or whatnot. But let me have you, Bianca, maybe kind of chime in. Tell us a little bit about... This isn't your first time on a podcast.
Yeah.
Let's be real. But this is the first time you're coming on to actually talk with me about the Kardashians. I haven't talked about the Kardashians, really, except we did do that one blog post. But this is the first time we're talking. So tell us a little bit about you again so we can remind... the audience, and then tell us about the job that you're currently at, how that's going to contribute to today's podcast.
So hi everyone, this is Bianca. I'm the head administrator for Women's Advocacy Club, and I actually work in IVF. So I specialize in IVF, and just to give a little bit of context on what we just saw on the episode we watched. So what happened is Tristan and Khloé created embryos together with the intent of getting pregnant and having a child together for the future. And on the show, it shows that they find out that Tristan has cheated for the second time, I believe. And Khloé reveals to the audience that, you know, a few days before that took place, they actually went through with an embryo transfer via surrogacy, meaning they transferred their embryos they had created together to a gestational carrier in order to go through the 9-month pregnancy. So that's the context of what we just saw, and we are just gonna go over what our opinions are as far as what we think Khloé is going through and what that means for the average woman.
Yeah, and well said. So I'm just letting the viewers know, or the listeners know that I might be asking some devil's advocate kind of questions that are to kind of stir things up. Because I think it's important that no matter what we talk about, whatever our topic is, to have, if there's only two sides, we should kind of be playing both, because we want to give our audience the opportunity to see, you know, what's more, you know, like, where do they come from? What is more pleasing to them? It's not about what's wrong or right. It's just about, we're talking about these different views and, you know, what our views are as well. So I think for starters, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how, you know, a lot of people, and again, this might be controversial, but a lot of people are really shaming and cracking down, not so much from what I've seen in terms of social media, TikTok, Instagram, wherever you want to call it, shaming Khloé.
Yeah. Now, I think that has its own standpoint. My personal opinion on it is that, you know, at the end of the day, no matter what happened, she's human, and I think it's really stressful and tough for anybody to be going through a situation like this. Now I know other people are saying, well, you know, he's cheated before, why is this anything new, or why would she still be with him? I mean, personally, if I was in her shoes, I wouldn't have stayed with him, but that's talking from my standpoint. I don't know what their relationship was like or what their intention was, because, you know, they created embryos together with the intent that they are gonna start a family together, have more children. They've even talked about getting married together on the show and going through tons of therapy and couples counseling to be able to get over the cheating and the trust issues they've had. So
Bianca, before I have you continue, so yeah. Me being someone with a doctorate in marriage and family therapy, this is something I commonly see a lot of times. I see couples, I see cheating, I see issues with, you know, women talking about their identity, wanting to get pregnant, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So from a therapist standpoint, I totally agree. Like, they were wanting to work through this, and that is possible. I think we need to debunk the myth that just because if someone cheats, people are never, ever going to trust that person, and they're never going to put effort.
And I also want to chime in that this family is notorious for staying as a family and having each other's backs. So I think part of the reason why Chloe and Tristan wanted to work their relationship out is for the sake of not creating a broken home for their children. So I think a lot of it comes from maybe Chloe's family values and traditions, right, and what was taught to her, that you shouldn't, maybe if he cheated, that doesn't mean that's the end of a relationship, and you can work through it if both parties are willing to put in the effort and
Like co-parenting,
right,
so that's something I'm like a strong believer of. A lot of the cases that I've worked with personally when it comes to co-parenting is to say, look, at the end of the day, you two might not like each other, but there is a child here that is suffering mentally because of the way you guys are interacting. So I can totally understand in that regard why maybe Chloe was going above, above and beyond.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I think the part that gets tricky here, Bianca, is people are still going to criticize. People are still going to judge.
Yes.
Like you said, we don't know the full story. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yes, there's parts of the story that we know.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of things that maybe we don't know. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, we didn't see a lot of couples. I mean, I don't even think we saw anything of behind the scenes of them going to couples therapy or.
Right.
It was just hearsay. Like, we don't know.
Sure.
However, to be devil's advocate right now, I would say a lot of the judgment comes from, why would you even take the risk of thinking that a child would solve this situation so soon, being that, like, what is she going off of to trust him? Like, I'm just curious, like, what is it that gave her the green light? Like, was it her therapist? What was it that gave her the green light to say, okay, it's time to retrust this man, whether I'm giving birth or it's through surrogate, to go through this emotionally invested journey and gamble the possibility that this can happen again?
Right. And I think that has a lot to do with Tristan's behavior, because even on the first season, you can see that he's making the effort. He's telling her all the right things. He's showing her the actions that are required for her to have trusted him. And I think it strictly is based on, you know, his behavior and him wanting to continue a relationship with her, and him wanting to propose to her. So when you're on Chloe's end and you see that the other person is making all those efforts, it's kind of like checking all the boxes needed to move forward. So I think that...
So there was action.
Yes.
It wasn't just say.
Exactly. And I think that this was really just a betrayal on Tristan's end, because Tristan knew that he was cheating on her and he was expecting another child with somebody else, but chose to withhold that information from her. And even him knowing that information gave her the green light and gave her the trust and the hope for her to move through with having a second child with him.
So yes, I believe that as much as I don't want Chloe to think of herself as a victim, mm-hmm. she is the victim.
Definitely.
In a sense. Mm-hmm. I think she is, mm-hmm. in this situation. Even though we know a lot of people think she signed up for it, mm-hmm. because, you know, the red flags were, mm-hmm. everywhere. The reason I'm saying that is because I think there is clearly something, you know, psychologically, emotionally, mentally, you know, in terms of morals and values, mm-hmm. that's a little bit off, right. it seems, with Tristan. Definitely. And it's interesting how society will easily latch on. Mm-hmm. So now I'm getting broader,
right.
With this topic, with regards to trends, that it's automatically, let's zoom in and focus on what the woman is doing, right. wrong. And regardless of it being Chloe or not,
right.
this is something that is normal.
Right.
And this is something that happens to women a lot. Like,
right.
well, what did you do,
right.
that caused this?
Right. And I, right? think that a lot of the criticism might be... A lot of it might be on Chloe, as far as, you know, everyone hating on her for it, because she is in the public eye. But I personally don't think that her situation is anything unique to her, because, you know, there's a lot of women that are single moms in this world, and this is one of the reasons why they are single moms, because the partner lies, cheats, gets other women pregnant. You know, this is where the term baby daddy came from, when a man, you know, you have a child with this man and, you know, he isn't in the child's life anymore, or chooses to have interactions with another woman. So what I want to say is, this is a common situation that happens to the average person. It's not anything unique to Chloe. I think because she's in the eye of the media, that everyone is so comfortable with having an opinion on only her.
Right. And we, me and you talked about this earlier,
yeah.
that the bigger you get, the more the critics.
Of course.
I mean, it's just like, I'm just thinking like Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking
Britney Spears.
Right. Like, anyone that's just gotten, mm-hmm. over the top big, whether it's global or just really well known in the media. I mean, the level of backlash gets crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the part that's so sad. It's like, if we could just all take a moment to pause,
mm-hmm.
before we make really harsh comments.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Like, I think it would kind of help maybe calm things down so that we could all be, mm-hmm. human.
Yeah, I agree.
And I mean, we all have mistakes. It's just,
right.
it's not blasted all over, right. the internet.
And what I will say, to kind of speak on Tristan's end of things as well, and not to sound like I'm, you know, protecting Chloe or anything, but I will say that, you know, their relationship didn't necessarily begin on the right foot either, because when they got in a relationship, Tristan was expecting a baby with another woman. Now, you know, the story was that they weren't together, but regardless, he left his partner at the time, who was in her third trimester of pregnancy, and dated Chloe. So I think as a woman, maybe that says something about Chloe, and I think that's where all the criticism maybe started from, because as a woman, how could you be with a man who got somebody pregnant and the woman is in her third trimester and isn't necessarily in their life, right? So I think that kind of speaks on what kind of person Tristan was from the beginning. And maybe that goes to say, well, hey, Chloe, you knew what you were signing up for.
So, in other words, are you saying...
So, I'm saying
Yeah, tell me little more.
I think what a lot of people's criticism is starting from is that maybe their relationship didn't start off on the right foot. Right?
So, for that reason, no matter what, Chloe's in the wrong?
I think maybe that's what a lot of people are basing their opinion off of. Because they're saying,
I can see how that sets her up.
You dated a man who left a woman that was in her third trimester pregnancy. How could you trust somebody like that? Right.
Right.
When, you know, if he does it to somebody else, he could do it to you too.
Right. And again, like, now me coming in from like a therapeutic standpoint, we have to understand that this is a pattern. This isn't the first time Tristan has done this, and this isn't maybe going to be the last time. This is something that he keeps doing.
Right.
And it seems as though, you know, his prey, I feel like I need to say it like that, is vulnerable women.
Right.
Vulnerable, maybe rich, empowered women. And look, like, it doesn't matter what your status is as a woman. We have, you know, our areas of weakness, just like everybody. But we all know that women for the longest time have been oppressed. And there is intergenerational trauma related to that. And so even if we think we're like this big boss, if we don't go work through our insecurities, we are going to attract Tristans into our lives. So the only thing that I think comes up for me that, and I say this in an empowering way, not only to Chloe, but anyone else who's been in a similar situation, don't seek out the man to give you that comfort. Go work on yourself to see what is it about you that needed that comfort from a man like that anyway. There has to be something in, let's say, and again, we're using Chloe because that's the theme of today, but this can be applied to women in general who have similar situations. What is it about being, you know, let's say, drawn to fixing a man?
Right.
Why do you even feel you need to be put in a position to maybe help work it out? And don't get me wrong. I think at some point every woman has been in that kind of a situation. Right. But when it gets this extreme, when it involves kids and there's fame and there's money and there's publicity and there's, you know, continual backstab from, like, you know, there was Jordan, who was part of the family. She grew up with Kylie. Like, this is, like, you know, really sketch. And, and what's the word they say? Sus?
Yes.
You know, I just started using that word because I learned. But it's things like that, that at the end of the day, I always tell my clients, and I think me and you talked about this too, Bianca, that focus on what you can control. Don't focus on what you can't control.
And
I know that sounds really simple, but obviously it's hard when it comes to putting it into practice. But the thing that I think us women, and I say us because I don't want it to seem like you versus, like, them versus us. I think we're all in a situation where we can fall into a trap like that. So I think us as women, we need to go back to our roots and our power and our inner strength, and know that if we're going to work on anything, let it be us more. Like, if it was out of 100%, I would say 99%. Like, that's what I mean when I say work on yourself more than trying to figure out and solve the puzzle of your partner. 100%. Especially when there's infidelity and there's, you know, trust issues. and you already started on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
Like that to me is sketch.
Yes, agree. And I think there was plenty of situations in their relationship that was pointing towards a negative route as far as their relationship goes. You know, the first red flag should have been, you know, I'm dating someone who currently is expecting a child with somebody else. Why is he not present in their life? Right?
First right. Red flag. Did she ever come out publicly to process that with fans or any
I'm not sure, but I think they are sticking to the story that, you know, he was broken up with that person and it was not the situation where he was cheating on that
right. Do you think it maybe looked like she was being insensitive to it?
It could, yeah.
It could have come off. Maybe that's why where that yeah. anger is coming from. Right. From and I'm saying right. fans or whatever, you know, critics.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Whatever. Yeah. Social media.
And I think the second red flag came from the whole Jordan situation, which I think really angered a lot of people from the way that Khloé handled that situation, because what the media saw is her only, you know, getting angry at Jordan and possibly ending her career over it. Now, here's my opinion on it. That entire situation was 50-50, right? 50% was Jordan's fault.
Right, takes two to tango.
Exactly, interacting with Tristan in that manner, and 50% was Tristan's fault for also doing, you know, the same thing. Now, yes, Khloé went on the show and, you know, made Jordan look like the bad guy and publicly maybe humiliated her. And I think a lot of people were angry at her because they were saying, well, why are you not having that same attitude towards Tristan? Mm. But here's the thing that people, I feel, are not understanding. Jordan is disposable. She has zero connection to this family other than being Kylie's friend, right? Whereas Tristan, she has a baby with this person. This person, Tristan, will always be in her life, whether she likes it or not, because they have a child together. Now, if she was to go online and publicly humiliate the father of her child, what does that show, right?
Now here's the thing. I totally see where you're going with this, and I want to add that you know, I just don't think she should have bashed anyone online.
Sure.
If she wasn't going to bash the father of her mm-hmm. child,
yeah.
then why not equally yeah. not bash
right. and I think
Jordan
what,
just because, exactly. not because Jordan's in the right or the wrong.
Definitely
she's
in the wrong.
Definitely in the wrong.
Right.
Right? But she's equally saying, wrong.
Have so, the same energy.
Right. 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 And the only reason why I'm totally on board mm-hmm. With that kind of a way of approaching it is because this is, again, women against women.
Right.
It somehow is putting us up against each other.
Right.
Even though we're not here to say what Jordan did was right, mm-hmm. but the man shouldn't get off the hook just because he's the
right,
dad.
Right. And I just feel that, you know, first of all, Jordan should have never put herself in that situation. What were you doing in this man's house that late at night where it was just, whether it was the two of you or it
right,
was
right, and who
group.
Even knows if that's and, the first time? Like, right, who knows?
Right. So she's definitely not in the wrong. And I personally feel like, you know, I'm not someone who is in the media, but I personally feel like if I was put in Khloé's situation, I would be extremely furious with this woman. And I, you know, not to say that I wouldn't also be angry at my partner who is doing this infidelity, but I would want to burn that woman that is also doing this to the ground, because who are you to, you know, ruin someone else's relationship? And that goes same for the partner. Why would you
right,
ruin
but,
the relationship?
But the thing that also, like, irritates me is that she had the nerve, like you said, to about Jordan. She had the nerve to do this to a family.
Right.
But then Tristan had the nerve to continue the relationship.
Absolutely.
With no intention of getting better. Absolutely. So for that reason, they both should be getting, they should get out of this family dynamic, period.
Period.
And I get the fact that you're saying, you know, she wanted to keep the family and this. But at this point, it's like there's a train wreck.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a domino effect.
Right. Like, you are actually now at this point, here's my therapeutic hat coming on again. You are now indirectly teaching your daughter to take back men who don't respect you.
Exactly. And there
so that's bigger than you thinking you're keeping a family.
Exactly. I 100% agree with that. And there was a phrase that even Chloe said in the last season that, you know, showed in a lot of the commercials. She said something like, why are we allowing men back into our life who cause us trauma? And I 100% agree with that statement, but it's also like, take your own advice, right?
Right, right. It's like, so maybe that's why, and I know we have to wrap up this podcast because we don't want to go over a half an hour. We want to make it, you know, short and sweet. So I think that's why, to kind of wrap things up, I think it's important for us to, you know, look at the pros and cons of relationships. Yes, you know, keeping a relationship, working on a relationship, the pro is that through thick and thin, I get that concept. But you also have to look at the cons of what is this doing to my mental health?
Right.
What trauma am I enduring and actually bringing into my family, into my kids, and normalizing it that this is okay?
Right.
Because I can tell you this, from all the research that I know and the work and the training that I've done, it is better for two parents who do not see eye to eye to go their separate ways than to be in the same household, not have the same values, constantly hurt each other in front of their kids.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking CPS will get involved.
Right.
Because it's not healthy. It's not encouraged.
Right.
And so maybe that's why we're getting all this backlash on Chloe. There's people who just don't see eye to eye with why would you stay with someone like this? And our heart goes out to her. It's not easy, regardless of how her this status happened. Right. Regardless of status and how this happened. But I think this is also an alert.
Right.
For the rest of us.
Exactly. Yes.
Like, if you were in a situation like this, wake up.
Right.
And if you were thinking of giving that one other person a second chance, think it through. Right. Are you putting more effort in the relationship than you are your own self-care and your own mental health? You might want to change that.
Right. And you also have to tell yourself, okay, if that person is showing all the signs and all the effort to work through this relationship and continue it, you have to think to yourself, okay, what if it does happen again?
Right.
What does that do to your mental health? Are you prepared for it?
Right. And don't think like, oh, that wouldn't happen to me.
Right.
No, because none of us.
Again, like what Dr. Lena said, you can't control the actions of others.
Right.
Only control
is in your mouth. A good way. Okay, we're doing like a two high five right now. That is like the best way to end it. Thank you so much, Bianca, for joining us. It is really cool that we haven't done this in a while. And, you know, Bianca is on her way to going into medical school to become a physician's assistant, which is really cool because we're both in the health field. And she's currently working in IVF at the USC Kirk Hospital, is it? It's the USC Kirk Hospital. So she sees a lot of these kinds of dilemmas and stories and whatnot. So again, thank you, Bianca. Thank you guys for listening in. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. All right. Bye.